Report: Tennessee church vandalized ahead of Roger Stone appearance. By Amy Furr on August 23, 2020. The church where Roger Stone is scheduled to speak next week was reportedly vandalized Saturday night in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. "It's disappointing. But it really puts a fire in my belly," Global Vision Bible Church pastor Greg Locke told the Tennessean. Stone is scheduled to tell his story about recommitting himself as a Christian at Global Vision Bible Church on August 30. Stone was convicted in the investigation into Russian election interference, but President Donald Trump granted him clemency in July, the report stated. Locke shared photos of the vandalism on his Facebook page Sunday and said despite the graffiti message, services would not be canceled. However, the church received so many threats about protests that the recent vandalism could be about anyone, the pastor explained. No entry was made inside the building and no suspects were known, the police report said. Once the church announced plans to have Stone come and speak, it received numerous calls from people against the decision and those for it, according to the Tennessean. In July, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff said President Donald Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence was offensive to the rule of law, according to Breitbart News. He stated, "I think anyone who cares about the rule of law in this country is nauseated by the fact that the president has commuted the sentence of someone who willfully lied to Congress, covered up for the president, intimidated witnesses, obstructed the investigation. It shouldn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. This should be offensive to you if you care about the rule of law, and if you care about justice." However, Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak later argued that the left, the media, and deep state were throwing the civil rights movement aside in the Stone case because of his support for Trump. "It shows you how radical the Democrats, the media, the deep state have become. The civil rights movement was based on fighting for due process, fighting for justice and fairness and impartial trials. The Scottsboro Boys, for example, falsely accused, tried by an all-white, racist jury. They had to fight for their freedom. And now, you have the left completely throwing the civil rights movement aside, the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution. They want to go for police officers. They want to go for Republicans, conservatives, anyone they can. Nobody is entitled to a fair trial. According to the Democrats, the media, the deep state, if they support Donald Trump or if they are in the wrong political camp, even the wrong racial ethnic camp, we have come a long way from the civil rights movement." The church has not altered arrangements for Stone's upcoming appearance but has heightened security, according to the Tennessean. "If you want to silence Greg Locke, don't write F you on my pulpit," the pastor commented during his sermon on Sunday morning, adding on Twitter that despite the vandalism, God is moving mightily. "We will not be silenced.